from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. President Donald Trump says, quote, "We will take care of it," unquote, after North Korea launched yet another intercontinental ballistic missile Tuesday, defying sanctions and world condemnation. "It's a situation we will handle," the president told reporters at the White House without being specific, but he did say the U.S. approach towards North Korea has not changed. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, meanwhile, said the missile flew longer and higher than any previous North Korean test launch. He called it part of North Korea's efforts to build missiles that can, quote, "threaten everywhere in the world." The U.S. military Monday said it carried out an airstrike against Islamic State militants in northeast Somalia, killing at least one terrorist. The strike took place in the hills of the semi-autonomous Puntland region. The U.S. has expanded counterterrorism operations in the country since March, targeting ISIS militants believed to number about 200 in the area. U.S. prosecutors have charged three Chinese nationals linked to a cybersecurity company in China with hacking into the systems of three U.S. companies to steal business secrets. Su Song is acting U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh.
These cyber attacks resulted in the theft of internal financial analytical communications from Moody's Analytics, the theft of usernames and passwords, as well as approximately 407 gigabytes of data from Siemens, and the January 2016 theft of global positioning technology that was under development at Trimble Corporation.
The cyber attacks were allegedly launched between 2011 and this year. They're tied to an IT company affiliated with the People's Liberation Army. This is VOA News.